Welcome to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Today's episode features real estate insights from Buddy Blake Real Estate. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Just a quick heads up that this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today, we're diving into something that I think a lot of homeowners in the Wilmington area really need to hear about. It's this really smart two-step strategy for selling your home. Buddy, thanks for being here. So I've got to ask, what made you develop this approach?
Oh man, I'm glad you asked. You know, I've been selling homes in Wilmington and the surrounding areas for a long time, and I kept noticing this pattern. Sellers were timing their listings all wrong. They'd wait until spring when the market gets absolutely flooded with competition, and then they'd wonder why they weren't getting the results they wanted. So I started thinking, what if we flipped that on its head?
Okay, so you're saying the traditional spring market timing is actually working against sellers? That's interesting, because everyone always talks about spring being the best time to sell.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's conventional wisdom, right? But it's not always the best strategy. The spring market is packed. You've got hundreds of homes competing for the same buyers. So here's where the two-step strategy comes in. Step one is what I call be aspirational. You list your home in late summer, maybe early fall, through mid-November. Why? Because competition is way lower and you're attracting a very specific type of buyer, cash buyers who are serious and ready to move fast.
Oh, wow. So you're actually targeting a different buyer pool by listing at a different time. That makes a lot of sense. But then what's step two? Because obviously not every home sells in that window.
Exactly. Step two is reset and reemerge. So if your home doesn't sell in that first window, you don't just leave it sitting there getting stale. You take it off the market, you refresh everything, new photos, maybe some fresh landscaping, maybe some seasonal touches. Then you relist in February, right before the spring rush really kicks off. Now you're coming back to market with this beautiful, refreshed presentation, and you're beating everyone else who's scrambling to get ready for spring.
I love that. So it's not just about timing, it's about strategic positioning and presentation. You're basically getting two chances to make a first impression, but with different market conditions and different buyer types. What are the actual benefits here? Like, why should someone really consider this approach?
So there are really four big reasons this works. First, you've got less competition. Late summer through November, you're not fighting against 1,000 other listings. Second, you attract cash buyers in that first phase. Those are the people who close fast, no contingencies, clean transactions. Third, by the time you relist in February, your home gets that best possible presentation. It's fresh, it's beautiful, it's ready to shine. And fourth, you're beating the spring rush. When everyone else is panicking in March and April trying to get their homes on market, you're already out there with a refreshed listing that's been sitting pretty for a couple weeks. That's a huge advantage. I actually wrote about proactive open houses and why week one wins in the Wilmington market. That's something I'd recommend checking out in the show notes because that ties directly into this strategy.
That's really smart. So you're essentially taking advantage of market psychology and buyer behavior patterns. I'm curious though, is this strategy something that works for every home, or are there certain situations where it makes more sense?
That's a really good question. Look, the strategy works best for homes that are in good shape and priced right. If your home needs major repairs, or if you're pricing it unrealistically, no strategy is going to fix that. But if you've got a solid property in the Wilmington, Leland, Carolina Beach area, places like that, and you're willing to be strategic about your timing and presentation, this two-step approach can really maximize your results. And honestly, if you're curious about what your home is actually worth in today's market, I'd recommend getting a free home value report. That's your starting point for any selling strategy.
You've got to know your baseline. So let's talk practical for a second. If someone's listening to this and they're thinking, okay, I might want to try this, what's the first move they should make?
The first move is to reach out and have a real conversation about your specific situation. Every home is different. Every seller has different goals and timelines. We'd look at your property, we'd talk about the market conditions, and we'd figure out if the two-step strategy is the right play for you. Sometimes it is. Sometimes there's a different approach that makes more sense. But the key is being intentional about it. Don't just list your home because you think it's time. Have a strategy.
I think that's the real takeaway here. Intentionality. You're not just reacting to the market. You're being proactive about it. That's such a different mindset from how a lot of people approach selling. Buddy, this has been really valuable. Before we wrap up, is there anything else you want people to know about this approach?
Just this, selling a home is probably one of the biggest financial decisions you'll make. It deserves a real strategy, not just hoping for the best. Whether it's the two-step approach or something else, work with someone who's going to think strategically about your situation. That's what makes the difference between an okay outcome and a great...
That's perfect. Well, buddy, thanks so much for breaking this down. For everyone listening, if you want to learn more about the two-step strategy or explore what your home might be worth, we've linked everything in the show notes. Buddy Blake, thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.